Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, 16 minutes after 3 o'clock, and I want to welcome Matt Dietrich, the Illinois State Board of Election spokesman, this afternoon. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hi, John. Good to be here.
Thank you. I'm voting by mail. It's a subject that's more prevalent now than ever before, and I'm sure people have questions about how to successfully navigate what needs to be done. Can you fill us in on what some of those things are?
Well, the first thing you'll need to do is apply, and you can apply today. You can go to our website, elections.il.gov. There is a vote-by-mail tab right there on the opening page. It'll walk you through the whole process. Ballots will be mailed beginning September 24th. So that's when you'll first see ballots going out. So anybody who applies now is going to be among the first to get their ballots, which is good because we are encouraging people this year, especially, to vote and return their ballots as soon as they possibly can, as soon as you're comfortable with. And the reason for that is twofold. Number one, if there's any problem with your ballot when you send it in, your election authority is required to notify you within 48 hours so you can rectify any problems with it. But number two, we want to get as many of those vote-by-mail ballots returned to the election authorities and processed and ready to be tabulated on election night so that we have the most accurate possible picture of what the total vote will be on election night. Keep in mind, as long as your vote-by-mail ballot is postmarked no later than November 3rd, it can arrive through November 17th, and it'll still be counted. But what we would like to avoid, since we know we're going to have a lot of vote by mail, we want to avoid having, you know, 1.5 million vote by mail ballots still out there as of election night and trickling in over those 2 weeks. We'd like to see as much of the vote by mail count done and those ballots processed before the polls close on election night.
So, of course,
the one thing I have to say, John, too, is that people need to keep in mind this is a safe and secure system. From your application on down through the ballot that is sent to you to when you return the ballot, you can follow the process either online or in some jurisdictions, or if you don't have internet access, you can follow it by phone. Your election authority, when you get your ballot, is going to instruct you what to do to see it. Has it been received after you've sent it back in? Has it been voted? You can follow the entire process from your home. And of course, given the pandemic that's going on, what we saw at the March primary was a huge rush at the last minute of people who tried to get vote-by-mail ballots and in a lot of cases weren't able to get them on time. They applied at the last minute, which we're telling people not to do this time. But we want everyone to be aware of it. It's out there for you. And I suspect that a lot of people who use it this time are going to keep on using it in the future because that's the way vote-by-mail generally grows. So apply now. Get that ballot back in as soon as you're comfortable getting it back in.
Let's go to some phones here. People have questions, and I'm surprised. Maggie, you're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Hi. We have a son who lives in Europe, and I was just curious to know, what is the protocol for him?
Well, he can follow the same same vote-by-mail process that I just described. Go to our website and select vote by mail, and it'll walk you through the process for an overseas voter, an overseas civilian. It's different than what domestic vote by mail is, but it's the same. You start in the same place. Go to elections.il.gov, click on vote by mail. It'll walk you through to get to the overseas civilian mail ballot.
And does he put postage on there to be sure we get it even quicker in the United States?
It depends on your jurisdiction. You'll have postage instructions with the application and the ballot. Typically, there hasn't been a problem with those. Again, the specifics of that process you'll find out when you go through our website. And then, if there's a question, you can always call us as well. Information for our contact is all there on the site as well.
Okay.
Thanks, Maggie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're talking with Matt Dietrich, who's the Illinois State Board of Election spokesperson, and obviously we're talking about voting by mail. But the moment you open this topic and start discussing it, and I'm listening to what you're saying, many other ramifications of it occur to me. When you said the November 17th was, what was that again?
Did I say November 17th?
I wrote it down. Oh, was it?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
November 17th is the last day that vote-by-mail ballots can arrive and be counted. They have to be postmarked no later than November 3rd, but they can arrive through November 17th, and they will still be counted.
So obviously that means that the election results could possibly be delayed past November 17th, if it's an overwhelming amount of vote by mail.
Well, and we've already got 1.45 million applications that have been sent in. And there were 50,000 overnight from the last I checked yesterday until this afternoon. So that number is going to go a lot higher. And what we're trying to avoid is a situation where you have many, 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 many votes that are outstanding on election night. Now, the good thing is we can follow this, and it's right there on our website. Anybody can go look at how many have been sent out, and then once they're returned, they start being returned, we track the number that have been returned to election authorities to be voted. So when election day comes, we will know how many outstanding vote-by-mail ballots are still out there and will be arriving. And you'll see a lot of press releases from us, from the Board of Elections social media accounts as well. We'll be tweeting it out and putting it on Facebook after the election as those vote-by-mail ballots arrive and are tabulated. We will let voters know how many votes we're still potentially waiting on. So it's not going to be a mystery. You're going to know on election night, you know, here are the totals we have on election night. However, there are still X number of ballots that are out there with voters that still could come in properly postmarked and be counted.
Let's go to Richard. Richard, you're on WGN. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you guys. Very interested in this election, especially all the vote by mail. First of all, my question is of the commissioner here, do you have to be an American citizen to vote in this election?
You have to be an American citizen to vote in any election.
Good. That's great. I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to tell you a little something. I went to get my driver's license renewed, and they asked me if I was a registered voter. And I said, yes, I've been registered for 68 years. They said, fine. And then I thought about it. I said, do you ask every person in the motor vehicle place if they're registered? And they said, no, we don't ask if they're a citizen. We can't do that. I said, well, how are you going to register them if they're not a citizen? And the answer was, I don't know. And I'm very worried about this. I think there's 20, 30 million illegal immigrants in this country who are going to be mailing in ballots. And Illinois is notorious for its voter fraud over the years, going back to the Kennedy-Nixon election. And how do we verify that these people are genuine American citizens that are voting?
Well, the automatic voter registration process that you were talking about, the Secretary of State's office does the intake for that. The registrations are completed by local election authorities. The information that's received at the driver's license facility is transmitted to the license holder's local election authority. So everything is checked there, including Social Security number. So those types of things will be caught. Now, the one thing to remember, too, is that in Illinois, you can get two different. If you're getting a real ID license, then your citizenship status is automatically determined in that process because you have to provide birth certificate, other such documents that would show your citizenship status. So that takes care of itself regarding automatic voter registration. But as far as just the regular licenses, there is an attestation that voters have to do in the automatic voter registration system, just as they have to do if they register in person at the county clerk or Board of Elections office. They have to attest that they are citizens of the United States and are eligible to vote. So it is the same security process that you use at an in-person registration that's in effect in the license facility.
Thanks for the call. We're talking to Matt Diedrich. He's the Illinois State Board of Election spokesperson, and what a responsibility. I mean, any year, but whoa. What strikes me, and I don't mean to open a can of worms here, but you talked about the first thing you need to do is to go to a website and fill out an application. Is that correct?
Well, on our for voting by mail, you could do it a couple of different ways. Some jurisdictions have an online form, and others we provide a PDF file that you can print out and fill out and with your signature. Or this year, you could actually attach that PDF, fill it out, and then attach it to an email if you wanted to. Your election authority may come back to you with a signature request if that's the case. But there are systems, depending on what county you live in, where you may have an online form that you can use to request your vote by mail ballot. Now, to do that, you're going to have to supply some personally identifiable information that only the voter is going to know. So that is where the security comes in there. And then ultimately, when they send you the application, you're going to be signing it and sending it back in. When you send your ballot back in, you're going to be signing it. It's going to be checked. Your signature will be checked by election judges just as your signature is matched at a polling place with the signature that you have on record at the election authority.
Thank you, Matt. Very informative, and I'm sure we're going to talk again because a lot of people had questions, and we'll be glad to have you back and do it again before all of this comes down. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Terrific. Thanks, John.
Thank you. Matt Diedrich, Illinois State Board of Election spokesman. You know, you can vote on the phone, right? On American Idol. But when it comes to the presidency, no. Coming up on the bottom of the hour, we're going to go to the WGN newsroom in just a moment.